You're going to London to attend this conference, Learning Without Frontiers. What will you be talking about?
Well, I've been asked to speak about how governments learn. You know, compare the standard models that don't seem to be working, possibly because they don't reflect the messiness, the information asymmetries, the complex environments in which institutions actually work and learn, and describe an alternative model that we're proposing, and in a small way, partially trying out with Edge Riders, this project that we have online now.
Now, this is not the first time that you and your colleagues have been invited to speak in the various cities and towns of Europe. What do you hope will be the outcome of your presence at this conference?
I think more conversation, more of what's already going on in Edge Riders, and a respectful, engaged, nurturing conversation where we're trying to understand, you know, what the world that we're part of building looks like, how the policies that are designed in institutions actually are experienced by the people who are traditionally thought of as recipients, as beneficiaries. We don't do that in Edge Riders. We think of young people especially as protagonists, as solution builders, and ask, so what are the issues that matter to you, and how are you going about addressing them? What obstacles are you coming across, and looking at, okay, so how can we through policy remove obstacles and barriers for you to be able to continue doing it, or for others to be able to adopt the solutions that seem promising?
Just give us an idea of how this project is developing.
Well, we're seeing a lot of interactions that are quite useful, because people are coming in with their concrete projects and experiences in trying to address some of the challenges that we're seeing are common to a lot of young people all over Europe. And in going out to presentations, conferences, and being present and engaging, that's another channel that we see as part of the Edge Riders project, is having this conversation about, okay, so what challenges, what are you trying to address that matters to you? What challenges are you coming across, and looking at how does that map on policy decisions that were made sometime in the past?
One of the selling points of Edge Riders is that it is a way for young people to communicate their ideas to political decision makers. What is the feedback that you are getting when you meet young people in these in the presentations that you make around Europe?
I think there's a lot of curiosity. There's the element of people seem to be quite surprised that, you know, a European institution is actually going out and having a conversation that's a sort of an even conversation between individuals, really engaging and listening with a real intent to include what we learn in policy recommendations that we draft. I think there's a lot of curiosity as well. I haven't actually come across outright hostility or suspicion.
Is there some cynicism, though?
I'm sure there is. However, I think the response that you get depends very much on how you go about reaching out to people. If you're asking, okay, we're interested in what you're doing to address the issues that matter to you, and taking the conversation from there, as opposed to saying, okay, this is what we're interested in, this is the way in which we expect you to interact with us, and coming with a top-down model of what people should be concerned about, it kind of says it's sort of self-evident that wouldn't be appreciated.
So what is your New Year message then to those people who are already involved in Edge Riders, and to those people who haven't yet found out about it and who you want to encourage to join the project?
I would say come to the site, sign up. And I think what you will find is that it's very hard to know what to expect up front. The people involved are from all walks of life, who care about very different things, but who seem to have a shared commitment toward helping other people for the greater good.